Finally Friday, Steve Goss here alongside Mara Davis, looking at a lot of live music from Mother's Day weekend. So we'll dub this Mother Mara's Music Mix.
I'm such an earth mother, aren't I?
Yeah.
The Shaky Knees Festival is finally here. We always talk about it. It's one of Atlanta's biggest and most noted festivals, and it's in Centennial Olympic Park. It's moved around, actually, a couple times. But they've got some impressive headliners this year, Steve, if you're planning on going. And starting off with LCD Sound System, they've got a new album out. They're playing tonight, Cage the Elephant, the Pixies, big Atlanta favorite. Saturday, some of the highlights. It's Triple X, and here's how I figure that. They have the XX and X Ambassadors.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of X-ing going on.
Well, it is the Shaky Knees Festival.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, you've got Phoenix, The Shins, Ryan Adams. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
And Third Eye Blind is still touring. So I know there's a lot of young fans that are now older, probably in their 30s, who want to see those guys. That's always the risk with this program, ladies and gentlemen, is that you mention a band and it's half the time it's Mara's cue to sing along.
That's the Shaky Knees Festival all weekend at Centennial Olympic Park.
And if that's not enough, one of the biggest bands in the world from Atlanta, or Marriott, I should say, the Zac Brown Band is in town this weekend for two shows.
Two nights at Encore Park Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Have you watched his new video called Roots, his new song? Because he's got a new album out called Welcome Home. And I loved this video and I loved the song so much because it's all about going back to his roots. And there's so much Atlanta stuff in there. He talks about playing at the Dixie Tavern and just touring. And I've never met Zach, but he just seems like, with all this success, he stays pretty grounded.
Roots, always keep me grounded. Roots,
that's the Zac Brown Band at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater tonight and tomorrow night. Moving over to Decatur on Saturday night, if you know the band American Aquarium, we've actually talked about them quite a bit on this segment. But BJ Barham, who is the lead singer, is doing a solo tour. This is his very first album. It's called Rockingham. And it takes its name from Rockingham County, North Carolina, where he's from. And he really focuses on small town life. I think we're all fascinated with small town life. If you listen to the S-Town podcast, now we're all more fascinated with small town life.
To string together words that were going to make you mine. Ain't it funny how it all works out?
It's an ambitious tour. You mentioned it's called the Great 48, and literally he's going to hit all 48 states, the lower 48, with his wife and his dog in a van. It sounds like a lot of fun. He'll probably hit some small towns along the way.
That's BJ Barham from American Aquarium playing at Eddie's Attic on Saturday night.
Also on Saturday night, quite a ways difference from BJ Barham and Americana and alt-country music, is The Weeknd at Phillips Arena.
Right. I have been skeptical about The Weeknd for a while. When he first came out, I'm like, is this generation's Terrence Trent D'Arby? Because of the hair, because of his sound, the dance moves. Well, The Weeknd has come out really, really strong, and he has become a huge artist. I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You. I mean, that is a blockbuster song. You know when Kidz Bop covers you? You've really made it. Do you know his real name? I wonder if you looked that up.
Abel Tesfaye. He's from Toronto. And this guy's career, in just about 5 or 6 years, he's gone from playing clubs in Toronto, now filling Phillips Arena. Of course, you know, he's hitched his wagon to some big names over the years. Drake, Kanye West, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake. But curiously, not Neil Diamond yet. He hasn't hooked up with Neil Diamond, so I'm waiting for that.
There's still time. That's The Weeknd at Phillips Arena on Saturday night.